Welcome to the Business Isn't Usual podcast by Right Way. I'm your host, Stuart Wilkinson. This is the third and final part of our series about hitting your goals in 2021-2022. And today is a discussion on what needs to change now that we're not necessarily in survival mode. We've got to look a bit long term, and it's a bit of a different discussion considering the year we had in 2020. So to talk about this today, we've got Greg Hughes, our senior business partner from Wellington. We've got Daniel Murphy, who's our senior business partner based out of Palmerston North, and Callum Mitchell, who's our technical operations manager here at Right Way, who's based out of Tauranga. We hope you enjoy today's podcast. If you haven't listened to the first three episodes, I suggest you do them in order with episode one and two, which will be on your feed. Make sure you subscribe wherever you're listening to this podcast and check us out on all the social media channels for all the updates from Right Way. Greg, welcome back to the podcast.
Thanks, Stu.
You're an experienced podcaster now. I think episode whatever we're up to with you.
I've lost count. I've run out of fingers and toes.
Exactly. So we've been chatting with all the partners around goals for 2021. And, you know, this is after a tough 2020 for a lot of business owners. You know, as Craig said, actually, in his episode, his spiel for the podcast, that we're probably hopefully in a period where we can look a bit further ahead with certainty. But what, you know, coming into this time of year, people are reassessing things. So what is it that you've been having conversations with your clients on? What's the advice you've been giving about moving forward in their business for 2021?
So I'm going to ask you your question with a series of questions that I want our listeners to consider. And these apply irrespective of what industry you're in, or irrespective of how big or small your business is. So the first question I want you to answer is, what are you going to do different next year from last year? Given that a lot of last year was survival mode, and some businesses are still in survival mode.
Yeah.
But the old adage, if you want a different outcome, you don't do the same activity. So that's the first question. The second question I want you to answer is, do you know all the elements that comprise your business? And what I challenge you to do is have a piece of paper and draw a line down the middle, and on the right-hand side, list all the major positive things about your business. Now, some of them might be financial, some of them might be personal in terms of the family support you get, some of them might be staff or customers. So just list down everything positive. And then on the other side, list down everything negative, all the things that actually impede your business being successful. Once you've done that, get a red pen and circle the top three of each side. And then I challenge you to see if you can double the impact of the positive and halve the impact of the negative. So that gives you a practical target to look at.
Yep.
So we're not even talking money at this stage. We're just purely talking activities. What activities can you concentrate on that are going to give you your biggest return? Once you feel confident you've got those, translate your actions. So, you know, what you predict your sales going to be in terms of number of sales, number of clients, number of widgets sold, your purchases, your costs, and all that. Translate those, put a dollar value alongside them, and that's your budget. And then I ask you the next question is this realistic? Does this pass your own sniff test? Because one thing we know as accountants, we can give you a budget that will say whatever you want. The only thing we know for certain is it won't be exactly right. You'll either overachieve or underachieve. So once you've decided that's realistic, then the second question ask yourself, is this what I want? So while it may be realistic, is that the outcome you were looking for? Then you've got to say, if either of those answer to either of those questions is no, either it's not realistic or it's not what it's looking for, go back to your core elements and say, what can I change that will either make the budget more realistic or make the outcome more what I want it to be?
Yep.
And it's fun.
And that might, I guess, Yeah, and I guess, Greg, that, you know, that, that second point you put about, you know, what can you increase on the positive, what can you decrease on the things that are holding back your business or the negatives, you know, implying that to your budget and going, well, hey, this is not realistic, or I want to get more out of business. That's obviously a good starting point to go, well, what is the impact of these changes? If I do that, I double my positives, you know, decrease my negatives, is that going to have the outcome? Is that that's a great starting point of that discussion, I guess.
Because one of the dangers people have historically done, they said, oh, last year I turned over $500,000 and I need to turn over $550,000 this year. And so they put in their budget $550,000. But they don't actually address what's the activities they have to do to generate the additional $50,000. It may not even be more sales. They might find actually that they can get their profit with $450,000, but they've got a better supply line or reduce their costs and et cetera. So that's my word of wisdom for the upcoming year.
Yeah, and I think the big part of that is, Greg, is that when you ask that question yourself as a business owner, what I want out of my business this year, it doesn't have to be a financial answer. It's not what's the money in my bank account. And some we know that from experience of working with business owners, a lot of that might be their structuring of their time and what they're doing in their business and how that's facilitating stuff that's outside. And Dan, in his segment for this, speaks a lot about that side of things of reflecting on your personal goals. So I think it's a really valuable, and I think the fact you come with some practical takeaways that people can now straight away pick up the piece of paper and pen and put some homework together is a great starting point.
And I do think reach out to professional advisors, reach out to your industry associations, you know, don't try and do it all on your own. And
Awesome. Thanks for your time, Greg.
No worries at all, Stu. Take care.
Dan, welcome back to the podcast. It's been a while, but welcome back.
Thanks, Stu.
So we've been asking all our partners, you know, it's in February now, but we're talking about 2021 and a time when clients have reflected, they've got some targets, goals personally or and within the business that they want to achieve. And I imagine, Dan, you've already had a bunch of conversations with clients about this very topic. You know, what's your advice been, or what is it the things that you've been sort of working with your clients on in this area, Dan?
It's an interesting and possibly loaded question, but what I've done more and more of with clients and their businesses is really drill into starting to understand what their values are as a business, and then tying those values back to, often it'll be a family-owned business, what are the family values and what are they really like to achieve in life? What are their personal goals? And I think it's fair to say that once you can nail those values down, understand what your short-term and maybe longer-term goals are and get some alignment between personal and business, then and only then can you really set a business strategy that kind of gets you motivated. So I think the motivation for achieving a business goal, it really has to be intrinsically linked back to some sort of family value or personal goals and personal values. And usually from there, you're then able to escape and create financial outcomes once you've created these. So I could probably give a million examples, but having just done a strategy session with a client where we went through and we kind of discovered, well, what are their family values? And the result was that they wrote up the family values and they're going to get painted on the wall and then tying those family values into what they want to achieve as a couple and as a family for holidays, for time out of the business, for how they want to bring their kids up, for what they want to achieve in the shorter term. And then finally, at the end of the chain, it's, well, how do you release the business to allow you to achieve those personal goals, to deliver financially so you can afford to live and have fun and do what it is the family wants to do. And then understanding, well, what are the things you need to change in the business, whether it's financial or personnel or even just attitudes, so you can ultimately deliver that. And by running through that type of strategy, it seems to be that the family and the business owners are a lot more motivated to achieve their goals. It's not just about financial outcomes. It's about maybe spending more time with your children or actually being able to enjoy holidays or just doing the little things in life. And so finding those fundamental intrinsic links between the two is, I think, critical to achieving goals. And COVID has really put the microscope on, I think, waking people up and realizing actually life's tough and you don't want to miss out.
Yeah. And I would say then, Dan, in the sense that our questions about 2021, in some ways it's far beyond that of actually maybe, you know, the advice to our business owners is being very, not clear, but just having that discussion and moment of reflection of what is the ultimate here. And as you said, there's things in that go along with that, with what you want for your kids and what you want from a lifestyle and what you want maybe to achieve along that way. But I suppose in some ways what you're saying is you've got to look beyond this to get real clarity, you know, a 12-month cycle or a monthly cycle, which we often get caught up in business. You've got to look far beyond that to actually get clear on what then the business needs to do.
Yeah, absolutely. If you stick short-term to business monthly cycles, you're really not necessarily in control. You're just riding the wave and waiting for external changes to happen and hoping that things come right. Whereas I think this is a way to take control and put in place a really clear plan for kind of longer-term views. And that may well mean fundamental changes within a business. I definitely think a lot of business owners I'm working with are seeing a higher turnover of staff because they're doing the same thing in their personal life and actually reassessing, is this where I want to be? Is this the vocation I really want to be in? And so it's happening across the board and people have to react to it.
Yeah. Awesome. Great advice, Dan, and thanks for your time.
Yeah, thanks, Duke.
Callum, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks.
So, Callum, we're having a bit of a discussion today around, you know, for business owners coming back from this new year, how do they hit their goals that they've set out for 2021? So what's your advice if you were chatting to a business owner today, if they around their goals, what would you be encouraging them to think about or do?
I wouldn't really think there'd be too much different this particular year than others. Firstly, recording your goals is a really good start.
Yeah.
People tend not to actually record them, write them down. Talking to your advisors is probably the next one.
Yeah,
people don't really do that. And then action them and hold yourself accountable for your goals and the different targets along the way.
And you talked there about writing something down, Cam. And look, it doesn't matter whether you're wanting to lose weight, get fitter, or in the business. Like, there is a lot of business owners we see that, when we ask them what their goals are, they don't actually know that. So actually having a discussion and writing it down, it's quite important, isn't it?
Yeah, it's quite important in business and anything in life, really.
Yep.
What are you going to do today? There's always so many things going around in your head that having a nice clear list of things to do is always really helpful and gets you back on track quite often.
Yep. And you also mentioned there talking to your advisor. Why is that important? Why is it important having an advisor to run your goals by and having a chat to them about it?
Quite often it's a sense check. Hey, is this realistic? What don't I know?
Yep.
And people don't know what they don't know, obviously. And, you know, when you're getting a sense check, is that too big or is it not big enough often as well? Are you reaching far enough or can, you know, does your advisor see possibilities elsewhere as well, other opportunities?
Awesome. Cool. Well, thanks for your advice, Callum.
You're welcome.
Hope you enjoyed this episode of the Business Isn't Usual podcast by Right Way. That's our third and final episode of our series, which is discussing how you hit your goals in 2021-2022 financial year. I hope you enjoyed it and make sure you subscribe for all the future episodes on this podcast, which covers a range of topics. Also, if you want to chat to one of our business partners across the country about some of the ideas of in any of these last three episodes, go to www.rightway.co.nz and we can connect you with one of the local advisors.